people don't take the time to really internally reflect. People are afraid to be alone, I feel. I was watching an interview with someone, I can't remember who it was, but there was a quote in the interview of man's greatest fear is sitting in a room by himself. And it's true. I don't think there is really a scarier place than when you are truly alone with just your thoughts and just your feelings, and just you allow yourself to, dig deep about your passions, your struggles, your mistakes, the good parts. Like it really is a scary place to be alone, but I grew into it. I was able to trust myself being alone. I was able to know myself and become incredibly self-aware. And it was really during that time when I did a lot of reflection and a lot of work on myself. And it's a strength that I have now because of it. Now I'm not, if I had to choose, I would choose to not go through what I went through. But looking at the glass half full, what I came out of it was an entirely new perspective of myself and my capabilities and what was possible and what was attainable. And knowing what I'm good at and what I'm not so good at and what I have to offer and my strengths and my weaknesses. And it really was a time of incredible self-awareness. And through that self-awareness, I carry that with me now in my work, in my relationships, in my parenting. I know what I am good at. I know what I'm not good at. And I am so incredibly thankful for my wife because she is very good at the things that I am not good at. She's also very good at things I am good at. So that's also good. But I understand more about myself now because of that time. And again, if I had to choose, I would choose to not go through it. But since I did, that's definitely one positive takeaway I have from that. And I would encourage you all to take the time for yourself also to learn and know more about yourself. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.